Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Pancake, the highly praised Christian fantasy from Robert E. Cartmell, is a tale of faith and forgiveness, tragedy and triumph, and lives transformed. Throughout his young life, Chris Pancake retains an unwavering love of the Lord and baseball. He's the best high school pitcher in his district, maybe even the state. A major league scout pursues him and informs him that the Pirates intend to draft him second overall, but Chris has other plans. His faith and relationship with his best friends are put to the test. This is an amazing journey of sports, family, and love of God. Robert Cartmell is a lover of baseball and the Bible, and the author of Pancake, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
I love this story and really looking forward to our conversation, how this whole story came about, and it's doing so well, receiving excellent reviews. Let's first of all start a little bit about your, I didn't say too much in the beginning about you. Give us a little bit about your background. Where did this interest in sports, the Bible, and writing come from?
I just grew up loving baseball. I mean, that was always number one for me. Grew up a Phillies fan from the area. I moved down here to Virginia 26 years ago. And I was always interested in writing something about sports, and I wanted to inject faith into it. And that's what I came up with. It developed over time, and then I just managed to be able to put it together.
This is amazing, the job that you've done. The book is Pancake. The book is available wherever books are sold, barnesandnoble.com, Amazon, the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What is your day job when you're not dreaming up these stories and writing them and publishing the book? What do you do during the day? Right. What's regular occupation for you?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a day job,
yep.
You know. But my day job, I drive tractor trailers. Believe it or not.
Interesting.
I've been doing that for about 15 years.
Now, does that give you time to think? Do you have time where you can develop stories in your mind or come up with story ideas?
Yeah, I mean, there are times, you know, if I get what they call windshield time, I get about an hour or so to go down the road, and I'm thinking about how I want to pursue this next story that I'm writing and how I want it to go from beginning to end, and I'm thinking of plot lines and thinking about the characters and how I want to try to make everything interact. So, I get some time, not all the time, because I do many stops during the day, making deliveries, making pickups. So,
yes.
But like I said, that pays the bills. That's what pays the bills, and it helped me write this book. So it helped me finish it anyway.
Well, the book is Pancake by our guest on the program, Robert Cartmell. That's Cartmell. Again, book available wherever books are sold. Let's talk about this book specifically. You mentioned this love for baseball. Where did this whole story idea come from? The whole concept of the story and the journey that Chris Pancake is on.
Well, it started about 20 years ago, and I put the first things down on paper, thinking about, you know, what I wanted something to write about baseball at the time when I started writing it. And then I was like, you know what, it'd be interesting to try to inject faith into this and the journey of a young man reaching adulthood and trying to decide what he wants to do with his life and all the things that are happening around him to him, his relationships with his dad, relationship with his friends. And then I injected the other stories into it over time. But I wanted to put something out there that people would obviously enjoy reading and would find it fascinating how you can mix the two, amalgamate the two. So everybody that I've known that's read the book so far has just told me flat out it's a great book. And they haven't been able to put it down. One or two days, they're done with it. That's how fast they've read the whole book.
Yes.
224 pages. They read it in like one or two days.
You keep thinking one more chapter before I go to bed, and suddenly it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, well, I'm going to go ahead and have another couple here. So, yeah, you can finish the book real quickly. The book is so well done. Pancake, Robert Cartmell is the author and our guest on the program. What is the theme of the book? When you started writing it, what did you want to get across? What did you have a general theme in mind when you started, or did that develop as the story progressed?
I guess the latter is probably more true. It just kind of developed over time as I wrote the book. But I wanted to show how, Christians, you know, we're not perfect people, and we make mistakes. And no question, Chris makes some mistakes. And I've been told, he's always having to apologize. I was like, well, you know, the biggest irony of the book is how much his father tells him how much more wise he is than the father was at his age, but he's always making the unwise decisions that he has to apologize for.
Oh, yes.
But in the end, I mean, he comes out a winner in the end. So he understands the mistakes he's made, and he understands how to move forward. So as a Christian.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, and that's so key, and I've seen this in some of the reviews. Yeah, he's a Christian, but he's flawed, and that's, we all are flawed. It's how we handle those flaws that separates us from the pack. So this is a real person, and we see Chris, and we understand him as to be that real person. Let's talk about the characters. Let's start with Chris. He's this phenomenal baseball player. At that stage, when I describe it, where the scout is like, you're going to be taking second pick overall in the draft. By the way, that's the Pirates, not the Phillies. Why did you have Pittsburgh draft him instead of Philadelphia?
I know. Well, I do have friends that were Pirates fans, so they've had some trouble over the years, and they've had their good years and bad years, but more bad than good. Of course, being a Phillies fan, they used to play in the same division 30 years ago,
yes.
And then they moved out of their division. So that rivalry is gone. It was a big rivalry, big interstate rivalry between the Phillies and the Pirates. It was always fun, especially back in the days, like in the 70s, 80s, when both teams were good. It was a lot of fun to watch. But I don't know. I'm looking at the year. If you read the book, you'll figure out that this is not something that happened now. This happened in the past.
Yes.
And then we start in the beginning. We go back to the past, and we come back to present day. Well, at the time that this book takes place, both teams, like the Washington and the Pirates, were really bad teams. So. For a scout to come by and say that you're going to be taken second overall by a team, that says a lot about how good this player is, about a generational talent, he calls him in the book. And then, like I said, he's not sure if he wants to be a baseball player or not. He wants to follow in the footsteps of maybe his grandfather, who was a preacher. And it's a big decision for him to make about going to college. Do I go play baseball? And he's really confused about what he wants to do. So, like I said, he makes some mistakes along the way, and he gets into trouble. But like I said, he comes out of it. And him and his dad, you know, you have his dad. It's just the two of them. His mother died tragically when he was very young, and his brother and sister had moved away as they went through high school, finished college, whatever. Got married, moved away. So it was just him and his dad. It's been him and his dad for several years, and they have a bond. And the dad never goes hard on him for the mistakes he makes. He's like, you're learning from this, okay? I don't need to punish you. You're learning from this. And it's kind of like, I would hope that people look at this, they say, that's the ideal father and son relationship.
Yes.
You know, it's not the relationship I had with my father. I wish I had a better relationship with him, and I wish that he had been a Christian man, but he was not. And I went through a lot of struggles growing up, and I'm wishing that I could be this kid. This is me. I don't know if you could call this catharsis, but I wish I could have been a kid like this.
Yeah, as you write this, how much of you or how much of the characters are based on people that you knew in your life?
I would say probably 50%.
Okay.
About 50%. Some of it's wishful thinking, maybe, like I could have been, and then some of it's just, you know, just based on people I've known throughout my life.
Well, you did, so, you talk about the relationships. Just talk. I don't want to give anything away here, but relationship with his mother, who died at a young age, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
How does he handle that for the rest of his life? Is that something that is always there? And that relationship with his father, because that's really a unique bond that the two of them have, almost a friendship at times rather than father-son.
Yes, I mean, they still, it's still weighs on them, even years after, because his mother died in a car accident, and he was in the car with her, but he survived. She died. He was only 7 years old, and we pick up when he's 17, getting ready to turn 18. It's still weighing on him and his father. And they have joy, but they also have this sadness. It's still there. It's still lingering. And but the two of them, their bond together, I guess, helps them, you know, help them keep moving forward. Their bond together and their love of Christ helps them to keep moving forward through life, I think.
Who is the target audience for this, or just everybody in general? I hate to put this in a particular group because it appeals to sports fans. It appeals to people who like good characters, good solid characters that they feel they can relate to and get into. People who like a romance, you've got some of that there as well. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular audience that you had in mind?
It's kind of a book for, I think, for all ages.
Yes.
From young adult to the young at heart. That's the way I see it. I would say even teenagers could read this book, and probably it's not something that would not be, let's say, inappropriate for them.
Yes.
It would be appropriate for sure.
You know, as you read the reviews too, they talk about the characters and how relatable they are and how well-rounded they are. What was it like developing these people? Again, is this something where some authors ahead of time will go, okay, here's Chris and here are his qualities. This is all about Chris. So if they write the book, they go back and refer to that. Here's Chris's dad. Here's Chris's best friend. And others sort of let it evolve as you're telling the story. How did you develop the characters?
Well, I guess I'd let it evolve over time, but I had in my mind how I wanted these characters to be portrayed, you know, from the very beginning and throughout the book. And I wanted them to be people that, exactly like you said, people you can relate to in your life. And that's what I've been told. These are people these seem like real people. So over time it developed, you could say. And the characters are, they're good people. They're decent people, and they all have their flaws, and they're all trying to, you know, at times there's conflict and so forth, but they work it out. They work things out. And that seems to be like people you know in everyday life. You might have somebody you live with, you know?
Yes.
Even like with your spouse, you might have an argument with your spouse, but you get past it, you know? And I think that's how I try to portray these people.
Well, you do an excellent job in portraying all of the characters in the book, Pancake. It's by Robert Cartmell, our guest on the program. That's Cartmell. You'll find the book at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, all of the usual places. You mentioned a baseball fan, a Christian as well. Talk about the background of both of those and what that meant to you as you're writing the story, because all of those storylines are all very authentic in the book.
Well, like I said, I grew up as a fan of baseball. I'm still a fan of baseball. I love the game. I've been a student of the game all my life, and I've pretty much been a student of the Bible much of my adult life. I can't say I've always have been. I grew up learning as a child. Like many people go to Sunday school growing up, and then you kind of get away from it as a young adult. I went to military and things like that. And as I got to be a little bit older, I started realizing that I need to get back to being right with God, you know? And, I was probably my I was in my late 20s, and I was searching, and I met some people, and then I became a Christian, and I've just tried to live the best life I can in that capacity since then, and just give all the credit to Jesus
Well, you bring
for
that
everything
out.
I've done and everything that's happened. So
You bring that out in the book, and that's why when you read Chris, he's certainly relatable. And I mentioned his faith and his relationships with his best friends are put to the test, just like a test that all of us go through. Talk a little bit about that, and without giving away again a whole lot, but
right.
those friendships are tested, aren't they?
Oh yeah. And the reason they're tested, there's a reason in there why they're tested. But you have to read the book to see that. But it's put to the things. There are certain things that can put friendships to the ultimate test. And there's and in this book, it's certainly demonstrated in there. The test is they the test is there. I mean, and the re and there's a reason for it. And but as you see later in the book, as you get towards the end, you see how the conflicts are resolved. But I guess it gets really intense. And we weren't promised happiness. We weren't
Yes.
we were promised that we were going to be going through tribulation as Christians. And but we also promised that the Jesus from Jesus said his burden is light, take on his yoke, because his burden was light. So we try to give it to him as much as we can, and I think that's what they're trying to, what he's trying to do. Chris is trying to give what he can to the Lord, but at times though, the flesh takes over, trying to fight the flesh, and he's
Yes.
fighting the flesh just like we all do. We have to fight the flesh that wants us to get up, get angry, get jealous, and commit sin, which he does. I mean, he's like I said, he's not perfect,
Flawed
but
like all the rest of us.
like all of us, yep, like all of us, and that's really what it's about. Try to show how one person you think is, you think this upstanding, he is an upstanding character. His character, he has integrity. Okay, let's not get let's. I don't want anybody to take it the wrong way.
Yes.
He has he's a he has he's an integrity, and he has integrity. And he's but he's trying to fight the flesh at the same time, and it's tough when, especially when you got things that are happening around you that and that really put it to the test. And I like I said, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a conflict between him and his best friend that really does put it to the test. So, but you have to read the book to see what it is.
And reading the book is easy. It's an enjoyable read. It's
Yes.
as Robert mentioned, it's a book that you'll read quickly because and that's good because you can't put it down. You want to go and see what's happening next. Book available wherever books are
Yes.
sold, Barnes and Noble, Amazon. The links for those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Very simple. Pancake is the name of the book. You can Google that right after the ad for IHOP that comes up. You can actually get information on the book and order that there as well. And Robert Cartmell, Cartmell, book available again wherever books are sold. Is the time right now for a faith-based media? This book is a remarkable story that you tell. It's a human being, and faith is part of who he is, part of his DNA, and that story unfolds in the book. I see movies that sort of come out of nowhere that are faith-based, and a lot of the press hasn't picked up on them. They're not from major studios or with major celebrities. Faith-based, and they do well. Are we ready for that now, do you think? Is the time right? Are we receptive for these messages?
I think so. I think we need more of that stuff. We need more movies that bring forth, I guess, good wholesome messages
Yes.
and Christian messages. Because I've been on this earth going all 54 years. I'm 54, so I'm just giving that away. But I can't. I have not seen it. I have not seen us so divided as much as we are now on things like that. And I think the world is ripe for things like that, for good faith-based movies, books, that show maybe flawed characters, but they're people that are we can relate to, and people that and characters that make us say, you know, praise Jesus, you know.
Has anybody talked
to
you? Well, and it's so true. Has anybody talked to you about a movie based on Pancake?
No, I haven't had anybody yet. I can't say yes to that yet.
Well, somebody will.
I think it would make a great movie.
It would make a great movie. It's got all of the elements there that I talked about in the beginning. I've got a couple minutes left in the program. Robert Cartmell is our guest. We're talking about his book, The Christian Fantasy Pancake, available wherever books are sold. How much do you enjoy writing? How much fun has this been for you, and are you working on something else?
Well, yes, I do. When I have time, yes, I really enjoy writing. With having a full-time job and, you know, things, taking care of things at home, it's hard to make time for it, but I do manage to make time for it. And I am working on another book. And I've had people ask me, just real quick, I've had people ask me about some of the characters in the book, what happens to them later on.
Yes.
So I call the next book I'm writing kind of a quasi-sequel. Because I do bring back some of the characters in the next book, but it's going to be it's different. It's not really sports. So it's going to be I wouldn't say mystery, but it's going to be somebody's looking for a missing person. I'll just leave it at that.
Interesting. Well,
one
I
of
hope
the characters in there is looking for a missing person.
I hope you make progress with that and would love to have the opportunity to talk about that. I got a second I'm going to take here at the end. As a baseball fan, I read so much that baseball fans are back. They love all the changes to the game. This year, you can go to a game and you're not going to spend 4 hours there. You can get them done in 2.5 hours and it moves quickly and you enjoy it. What are your thoughts on baseball? Is it more enjoyable now with the changes they made?
I think most of the changes they've made in baseball have been positive.
Yes.
I think most of them have. I'm not a 100% purist. So I like the interleague play. I do like the pitch clock. Moves the game along a little faster. I think everything they're trying to do, they're trying to make it better. I think they have good intentions.
Well, the nice thing is, from what I read, they're attracting a younger audience. Before, it was just people in our age group that grew up with baseball and enjoyed baseball, and the younger group, there wasn't as much action as they would like, but they've moved it up now, and the speed has increased, and it seems like baseball is catching on. Robert, it's been a pleasure having you on the program and talking about the book. I want to thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. The book is Pancake, Robert Cartmell, Cartmell, book available Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever books are sold, link on our website. Robert, excellent job with this. Thank you for the time, and we look forward to the next book and having a chance to talk about it. Thank you for being with us.
All right, Rick, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure.
Have a great day.
You as well. The guest is Robert Cartmell, Cartmell. The book is Pancake. Information on our website, This Week in America. We're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.